From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. television networks project Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as the winners in the southern state of Mississippi. For the Democrats, Clinton, the former Secretary of State, won big over her only rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders has been projected as the winner by a small margin of the second primary in Michigan. He urged Democratic voters to go to the polls for next week's continuing nominating contests.
Let us be prepared to tell the billionaire class they cannot have it all. Come out and vote next Tuesday. Thank you.
Trump, the real estate mogul, also beat his Republican challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich by a large margin. He also took the Michigan primary. Republican voters cast ballots in Mississippi, Michigan, and Idaho, and they caucus in Hawaii. The plain-speaking and often harsh Trump continues to be the top choice among Republicans over his rivals. Republican leaders have launched an intense effort to try to stop Trump, saying he's too unpredictable. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said a coalition strike Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani, or Omar the Chechen. Cook said in a statement that at the time of the strike, Batirashvili had been sent to al-Shadadi to bolster ISIL fighters following a series of strategic defeats by local forces. A Defense Department official told VOA that as many as 12 Islamic State fighters were killed in the strike. This is VOA News. It was a bloody day in Tel Aviv Tuesday when a Palestinian stabbed an American tourist to death and wounded 12 Israelis while U.S. Vice President Joe Biden held talks just a few kilometers away. The State Department identified the dead American as Taylor Allen Force and called the attack that killed him senseless. The attacker was said to be from the occupied West Bank. Biden was meeting with former Israeli President Shimon Peres, who condemned Tuesday's violence. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The Pentagon's Peter Cook said it plans to ask the United Nations Security Council to review Iran's latest tests and press for an appropriate response.
If these are in fact confirmed, the United States does plan to raise these issues at the UN Security Council. Again, it highlights a continuing issue that we would have with the Iranians. And again, this is an issue of concern to us.
The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against 5 Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Political talks between the Syrian government and opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will be absent. Jesse Shaheen is the spokeswoman for UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura.
The envoy will start substantive meetings with those who are in Geneva by latest the 14th of March in a staggered and proximity system of talks.
The UN said logistical arrangements have contributed to delays. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for the start of talks. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it is dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round, won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou, as grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate, Hama Amadou, will not participate in the second round on March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Issoufou from winning another term. COPPA says Amadou is being unfairly deprived of his freedom in violation of international standards of free, fair, and democratic elections. Issoufou won last month's first round with 48% of the vote, but not enough to avoid a runoff. For more, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.